listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Desire. best of me was the air I breathed for way too long. Something had to give, it was the life I lived, and now it's gone, oh gone.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jim Gavin coming at you from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Guess what? You are on a hike with me again. This morning, it's a brisk morning in East Hampton, New Jersey, and I am walking into a little trail that's only about a half a mile from my house called Buttonwood Park. Really, really nice. It's about a half a mile through it, and then it loops around. Nice little area. Usually I end up seeing a family of deer in here, so I wonder if we'll see them this morning. At any rate, we are in the month of March now. I'm recording this first Monday of March, March 2nd. So this is the month of St. Patrick's Day. So, early top of the morning to ya, and it's also the month of Pi Day, if anybody remembers March 14th, because it's 3/14, which Pi Day, when you're talking about the mathematical term pi, is 3.14, and a bunch of decimals after that. So, I wanted to do something a little different with today's podcast. And actually talk about something that is in relation to Pi Day as well as St. Patrick's Day to kind of tie in some music-related things that I have done for either my solo project or the business. So let's tackle Pi Day first. A couple years ago, I started writing a bunch of instrumental tracks just to a fun way to spend time and to kind of hone my craft of arranging and composing songs using GarageBand on my iPad and on my iPhone, and piecing together different beats, experimenting with different atmospheric sounds and preloaded instruments and effects and manipulating those sounds, and it's been a lot of fun. Why am I telling you this? Well, because there's many things you could do with music, and the effort was to try to just do something a little different without having to worry about writing words to songs and being able to just have my phone or my iPad anywhere and compose songs for the sake of just doing something a little bit different creatively and to reach out to some of the places that I have good contacts with in the music licensing realm and music supervision realm, and see if they'd be interested. Well, there is interest, which is really cool. So not only am I doing something different and creative with music, but there could be a literal payoff to this, and there has been already, slightly, with some royalties that have been coming in. So that's been kind of neat. And the reason why I bring this up in relation to Pi is because, well, I wrote an album, an instrumental-only album, and it's up on Bandcamp right now. So if you're able to go to jimgavin.bandcamp.com and go under the albums that I've released, there's one called Humble Pie. And it was an inspired body of work for me that had to do about a time where I was humbled a lot in my life. And there's an old saying about, like, I ate a slice of humble pie. And so I thought it'd be interesting, and I'm going to be doing a little promotion around that album on Pi Day. Maybe do a discount on it, and or just maybe even give it away for free. I haven't totally decided yet. Just for that day only. In promotion of that day, Pi Day. So, you know, it's a different kind of way to get the word out about music, and just trying to think outside the box. That's what I've tried to do a lot when it comes to music. It's not so much take the straight and narrow path, but kind of the veer to the left and right, make a 360 turn, go forwards and backwards path. So that takes care of Pi Day. Now, in relation to St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up in a few weeks, a couple of stories about St. Patrick's Day. Think about all the parades that are going to be had. Maybe the Ancient Order of Hibernians in your local community putting on a parade or having an event at their facility. Maybe doing that corned beef and cabbage meal. Maybe a Guinness. My wife and I, for our honeymoon, went to Ireland. So that was really, really neat. We spent 8 days there and saw pretty much the entire country. At least the southern half of the country, like central to the southern half. Went to a lot of the big spots and really enjoyed ourselves. The Cliffs of Moher were inspiring. The Ring of Kerry, much the same. We went to Cove, which is where some of the Titanic was started off there. And we also, I'd gone to a town called Killarney, which is a really cool, small, quaint town with a lot of history. We went to the Blarney Castle, which is really neat. It's kind of a medieval castle where we had like a big feast, and there was like a little bit of like a jester entertainment. And we kissed the Blarney Stone. We went to a town called Glendalough, which is really cool. A lot of open areas and old, ancient architecture there. And spent a little bit of time in Dublin, which was neat too. So we saw a fair amount of the country. And it was a trip I will do my darndest to remember for the rest of my life. And so that's pretty neat. So in reference to St. Patrick's Day, Ireland. And 2 years ago, I wrote a song kind of inspired on St. Patrick's Day. I wrote this with my son right next to me. And I ended up putting it on an album, not the most recent album I released called Belief System, but the one prior to that, Reparation. And the song is called That's Ireland to Me. And it's got kind of like a Mumford and Sons feel to it, with a little bit of flair of maybe a traditional folk Irish group. For the harmonica, it's basically a harmonica, bass guitar, acoustic guitar, and vocals, layered vocals. And so I keep it pretty stripped down on purpose. I didn't want to have all the fancy bells and whistles, because that's just kind of what the song called for. So if you get a chance, check that out. I think it's pretty catchy. It moves pretty quickly. It's called That's Ireland to Me, and the album Reparation. So some interesting things going on this month as far as Humble Pie, the album I released a few years ago, that I'm going to do a special sort of offering on Pi Day, March 14th this year, and maybe on St. Patrick's Day. You check out the song That's Ireland to Me, which is what song I released, wrote and released. I wrote it on St. Patrick's Day, and I believe I released it the next day. I did a really quick studio recording of it, because all the ideas flowed really quickly for me. So that's it as far as music offerings go, based upon the month of March. Some neat things going on with the company is we've had a couple cool meetings recently. We met with We Rock the Spectrum, based in Mount Laurel, and they're really interested in having us come to some sort of aftercare program with their location of individuals they support, mostly kids who are on the autism spectrum. We are starting this week a couple demonstrations at Oaks Integrated Care in Lumberton. It's a day program for adults with developmental disabilities. Really cool to get into that. We've had a really good conversation, meeting, and a few emails with a company called Friends of Cyrus. They have a day program in Medford, and they're interested in having us come in on a consistent basis. It probably is going to look like once a month. Really cool. Excited to meet a whole new group of people there. And we've had some really nice ongoing conversations with a few companies that aren't that local. So there is a need for what we're doing outside of the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York areas. We've had a company in Delaware we've been having conversations with called CERTS, C-E-R-T-S. It's an acronym, a nonprofit who supports developmental disabilities. We've had, and it seems like they're going to at least have us in for something this year, even if it's a one-off thing. We're scheduled to do an event up in the Boston, Massachusetts area late summer at a shrine that's there. Really cool. An event for children who have disabilities, but also kind of bring in what you would call typical children to kind of co-mingle and do a fun music, almost a fun music day. I gave a whole itinerary for it, so I'm pretty excited about that. That's slated for the week. It seems like to be the weekend right before Labor Day, so very late August. We've been having some good conversations with Easter Seals. Their company is kind of all over the place, but specifically they're one of their Maryland locations, and they support people with developmental disabilities. They have a camp in kind of open land Maryland called Camp Fairley, and it's looking like we're probably going to be in there in the fall for their one of their weekend respite camps, potentially. I've had some really good conversations with a company based only 20 minutes away from Nashville, Tennessee. So that could be really neat to maybe have a musician friend of mine go there. Looks like starting hopefully in the beginning of summer. Still ironing out some more of the details. The company is called Waves. So there's a lot of really cool interest right now. Not only where we are in mostly based in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. We're getting more into New York with working with Songs of Love and BMI. And just really getting the word out there, doing some really neat stuff, trying to make a bigger impact than we already have been making. Thank you to all of our clients who have been supporting us and believing in what we do over the last almost 2 years. Next month, in April 1st, we will be 2 years full-time in business. And to think how much it's grown since then. We are currently going to over 24 day programs or aftercare programs for adults with special needs, whether that's once a week, once a month, once every so often basis. We are in somewhere between 5 and 10 nursing homes and assisted living facilities for those who have Alzheimer's and dementia. We are in two drug and alcohol counseling addiction centers or detox centers. We're in about a handful of libraries for running programs for children. Really a lot of fun. And every so often we'll have a couple events here and there at like the YMCA for their special needs kids program they have called SCORE or SOAR. We do one-off events with a company called SKIT, which stands for Special Kinds of Improvisational Theater. They're a drama program. And we kind of combine forces every so often. We go to do some cool stuff for an aftercare program maybe twice a year called POAC, which stands for Parents of Autistic Children. They're based down in the Toms River Brick area, but they come to Hamilton, and it's really neat. So we're excited about that. We're going to be starting that actually pretty soon, beginning of April, I believe, mid-April. So a lot of cool things already happening in the pipeline and are going to be happening over the next little while. So let's keep it going. Coming in late winter, moving into spring. Hope you're having a great winter and are able to do some great things yourself and make your mark on the world, if you will. So this is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. To slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there through the thick and thin. You know that I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life juice. Cause that's what friends are for. Life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We stand up to what puts you down. To let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain. I'll flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain. Flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, push it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with That's the fancy form.